Thank you very much. Let's go to the business and finance group, please. Tell us that our money's going to be okay.
Your money's going to be okay. I'm Jim Lyon. I'm the officer in charge of information technology for the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Let me take just a second at the outset and tell you what the composition of the finance and business group was, because while I think it was a good cross-section of representation, there were also potentially some gaps in it that I think bear on some of the message that we wanted to provide to you. From a business standpoint, we had Cargill, 3M, and Pillsbury represented on the group. We did not have a small business representative, and that, if there was a gap in sort of the scope of what we had represented in our group, it was probably in that area. In terms of finance, we had two banks, Marquette and Beacon Bank of Shorewood represented, as well as two regulatory agencies, the FDIC along with the Federal Reserve. We also had two infrastructure representatives who found business and finance more interesting than infrastructure, I guess. We had representatives of both NSP and U.S. West. And that was helpful for our discussions because obviously there are some clear interdependencies there between the preparation for business and finance and the infrastructure areas. The Minnesota Office of Technology was also represented. The basic question, are you ready? The clear consensus of the group, I think, was that we are ready. We're where we ought to be. There still is more work to be done over the rest of this year. So there was a sense of confidence, I think, out of the group, but not one of complacency or completion, that there was still more work to be done. If you go through the sort of standard phases of a Y2K initiative in terms of remediation of systems and testing, that work is largely done at this point. There is still ongoing work in terms of outreach to both business partners, to suppliers and that sort of thing, as well as to customers. And also, as other groups have mentioned, there is still obviously work being done in the contingency and event management area. But overall, a fairly strong consensus that we're where we ought to be at this point in the process. What still needs to get done was the second question that we talked about. Some of that I've already touched on. Event and contingency management plans are still being developed. As part of that, most, if not all of us, are putting in place communications facilities, special communication centers that will operate during the century date rollover period. I think we all generally agreed that while these started out being called crisis centers, we've now decided that communication centers is the better moniker to be using. We don't anticipate that there'll be crisis management. Ongoing communications with both customers and suppliers. And one of the things that we touched on from both a business and an infrastructure standpoint was the challenge in forecasting demand and consumption issues. To what extent what we see during this period of time will be significantly different, whether it's electric utility consumption demands, whether it's telephone demands, or whether it's demands on the finance sector in terms of cash or payment services, or the business sector in terms of demand for product. That represents, we think, a real challenge because this is obviously a somewhat unique event, and there are inherent in the system limitations in the capacity to significantly deviate from sort of business as usual in terms of meeting those consumption plans. So part of the challenge as we see it is in forecasting that situation as accurately as possible, and then also working with customers and consumers on the one hand and business suppliers on the other to try to manage expectations in a way that people are taking reasonable and prudent steps to prepare themselves without taking steps that create undue stress or demand on an infrastructure that would otherwise be capable of handling the situation. That's my overall summary. Let me see if there are any comments from the other members of the group or if there are any questions that any of you want to ask.
And we do have some time. I'm going to hold the consumer group until 1 o'clock, so we do have a little bit of time. So does anybody else want to add anything? Just a second. Let me see if there's anybody else from that group that wants to add anything from the business and finance group. The ATMs are going to work.
The ATMs will work.
Okay. So nobody's worried about their money?
Okay.
We have
15 minutes after the talk, and I thought it would be good to hold the consumer group till then because it'll be kind of a reality check on everything we've heard. Okay?
Because the consumer group is concerned, yeah. And so I'm wondering if you want to get that out in the mix before
go ahead,
we have a
right
conversation
now.
With Bennett. Well, why don't we give it to our facilitator?
Okay.
You'll have some time, because when Bennett is over, then we're going to open it up to the floor. So if somebody wants to say something from the consumer report and when he's on, you'll be able to do that.
And we're going to spend the first chunk of that time just talking with the consumer group. Okay, so you're actually going to get more time as a result.
Yeah,
okay?
I should tell you why this is happening, because we have to do a test with Washington to make sure that Bennett can actually get here, video conference. It's kind of our little pre-Y2K on the radio NPR thing here. So we have to run that test. That's why we're kind of speeding things
up.
And
we knew that the consumer group is going to take a while, and we don't want to rush that. So, okay, let's hear from the Internet Broadcasting Group. And again, then we'll have sort of all the segments represented. When we come back, we're going to have an opportunity to kind of critique all those presentations focusing on the consumers. I'm sorry. Did you have what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to ask the Federal Reserve. With all these countries producing extra cash in case there's
mini runs on the banks in the different countries, and if there are any supply chain disruptions, I think there will be in other countries at least, that isn't that the classic definition of inflation, too many dollars chasing too few goods? How are the governments going to undo that rollout of extra cash next year? How are they going to avoid causing inflation? That's never been explained to my satisfaction.
Well, the cash, I mean, we have the capacity here in this country, and it's true in many other countries as well, to put extra cash into the system. But you have to recognize that the banks are charged for that cash when it's put into the system. So simply injecting more cash into the economy is not an inflationary action in and of itself.
Let's go to the broadcasting group.
Sam Kokanen, there's a call for you. They want you to get in touch with your office as soon as you can.
I'm Alan Cox. I'm a reporter from WCCO-TV. Our group had a mixture of folks from news organizations and folks who are interested in getting messages out, who often deal with news organizations. And as a personal note, I'm used to going to groups of people who don't work as reporters, or of professional groups, people work with reporters, and one of the constant themes is, boy, you know, on that story, we really overhyped it. We overdid it. And one of the unusual things that I heard this morning was, in some cases, a belief that news organizations have overdone the story, but in many cases, a belief that news organizations have underplayed it. There was a discussion of the polarization of the coverage. Perhaps starting in 1998, when the Y2K issue began to reach the mainstream, non-technical press, that the world may be coming to an end. And then, as 1999 moved farther along, as some of the early deadlines of possible trouble passed, a mood toward news coverage of, well, there's no real problem, and anyone who tells you that there is a problem, that the world might end, is a kook and deserves to be marginalized. There was a sense of frustration that leaders, political, corporate, otherwise, sensed that marginalization for people who take the Y2K issue seriously, and therefore they don't want to lead, or for us reporters, they don't want to be quoted. It was explained that that hurts the ability to reach into local communities, to organize them. The rowboat analogy this morning of telling people to get involved in rowing the lifeboats, the case still needs to be made in many communities that there's a need to row the lifeboats. A difficulty in reaching certain audiences, like small business owners in greater Minnesota who depend on the general press, general news organizations for their information. And that the fact that some people who are concerned about the Y2K issue feel they're marginalized, become more shrill in their pronouncements, and therefore become more marginalized. There was also concern expressed that some of the news organizations have compartmentalized their Y2K coverage up to this point, that they treat it as a computer story, a technology story, a business story. And some examples were given, one used by a TV station, not my own, unfortunately, in which they were trying to show families how to prepare for the Y2K crisis, and they were able to broaden the small business angle to point out that if a small business isn't ready, your family may not get its paycheck in early January. And from us reporters, of course, the usual complaint about a lack of candor in some instances. Reporters looking for examples to explain to readers or to viewers why this is an important issue, but unable to get those examples because no one will admit to the problem, possibly because of the concerns about liability, because their lawyers forbid it. we were advised within our group to take with a grain of salt or more skepticism the pronouncements by various agencies or corporations that they are so many percent done with their Y2K preparations, and that there are even problems in analyzing some of the SEC filings about how much companies plan to spend and how much they've spent so far, using that as a gauge of how far along they are. The quote was given from attributed to a business executive of tell the truth, tell it fast, and that's certainly what will help in getting the story out. The extremes of cooperation versus secrecy, the cooperation model trying to get more information to the communities, and we were shown a publication the Utney Reader has already put together that we may have, there may be a few more samples available at the end of this meeting. As for January 1st, a certain amount of confidence among the news organizations, given the fact that, as a newspaper representative put it, the news organizations are crawling with improvisers that were used to covering unusual events. Our managers, engineers at the TV stations are telling us that the preparations are going forward to be able to get on the air, to be able to continue to publish in the short term, although, of course, those coverage plans are still in flux. The one lack of confidence we heard was having to do with the Internet, computers getting us into this problem, and concern that the structure of the Internet, I said that the Internet was sold to a lot of us as being able to withstand atomic attack, kind of like the cockroach of the media, it would be there after all the rest of us were gone. And the concern being brought up that the Internet may be the first one to show problems on January 1st. And the bottom line being that many of us in news organizations don't get to have a vacation over the holidays, but on the other hand, some of us are getting new computers in our offices, so we're happy about that. So.
Okay, we really do. Yeah. We'll ask questions after, you know, after we get back, after Bennett's done and all, but we kind of have to clear the room here so they can do a quick test, and there will be lunch outside.